Governors had been pressing Congress for additional Medicaid funding as part of an economic stimulus package. Did Congress act on this issue during its recent lame duck session, Mary Agnes?
No, they did not. While Senate Democrats proposed $37.8 billion in additional federal Medicaid funds for states and $1 billion in additional funding for the National Institutes of Health as part of an economic stimulus package, there was not enough support in the Senate to pass the measure. In September, the House had approved a $60.8 billion stimulus package that included $14.7 billion in additional Medicaid funding for states and just over $1 billion for NIH, but that bill did not pass in the Senate.
What is stopping these measures in the Senate?
Republicans in the Bush administration have said that many of the Democrats' economic stimulus plans won't help the economy in the short term, and they would unnecessarily add to the budget deficit. But Democrats have countered those arguments by saying that the stimulus legislation would create jobs by funding things such as road projects over the next year and longer.
So what's next?
The two chambers did agree to an extension of unemployment compensation benefits, and Bush signed that into law. Now, looking ahead, Democratic leaders in Congress have said that they will start work immediately on a broader economic stimulus package to move in January. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat of California, said the measure would build on the $61 billion package that the House passed in September, which would have provided funding for infrastructure projects, for state Medicaid programs, and the food stamps program. Pelosi said the bill would also have a tax cut component, which is expected to target the middle class.
There's been a lot of talk lately about health care reform. How big a priority do you think it's going to be next year, Mary Agnes?
With the election of Democrat Barack Obama to the presidency, Democrats see an opportunity to move quickly to make changes in the nation's health care system. For example, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, earlier this month unveiled a sweeping health insurance program that, among other provisions, would require individuals to purchase health insurance and create a health insurance exchange, where insurers could sell plans to the uninsured. Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chairman Edward Kennedy, he's a Democrat of Massachusetts, announced a group of committee lieutenants, and the group includes Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, to help him develop a health care overhaul bill. Baucus and Kennedy, along with other Democrats and Republicans from the two committees, have met to work out jurisdictional issues. Kennedy returned to the Senate last week after being mostly absent from the chamber for months since he was diagnosed in May with brain cancer.
What happened at the meeting?
After the session, senators told reporters they thought the time was right for health care reform and that they want to move early next year before Congress's attention is focused on other items. Democrats also say they want to move a bipartisan bill and they want to include Republicans in the process. One major issue for Republicans, however, is how health care reform will be financed. Senator Charles Grassley, he's a Republican from Iowa, and he's the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, said after the meeting that pay-as-you-go, or they're also known as PAYGO budget rules that require any new spending be offset, would be a big issue for Republicans. But Baucus and other Democrats have said that it may be critical to make some investments now that will reap savings in the future.
Mary Agnes, how will health care reform play out next year?
Well, no one knows for sure, but it's clear that Democrats want to move quickly on this. Since an economic stimulus package to boost the economy is expected to be the first order of business next year, some analysts have predicted health care may be a part of that package as well. Health care reform may also be part of legislation to reauthorize the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, or it may be part of the Medicare physician payment legislation that Congress will have to act on by December of next year to prevent an approximately 20% cut in Medicare physician payments. The bottom line is it's going to be a very busy year.
The House Democratic Caucus has elected a new chairman for the Energy and Commerce Committee. What happened there, Mary Agnes?
House Democrats supported Henry Waxman's quest to oust John Dingell as chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Waxman of California beat Dingell of Michigan by a vote of 137 to 122. Dingell has been the top Democrat on that panel since 1981.
What does this change in leadership mean for health care issues?
Both Waxman and Dingell have had a strong interest in health care issues, which are a key focus for the panel. But the chairman contest, however, was focused on other issues, chiefly environmental ones. Since Democrats and environmentalists have criticized Dingell, who's been a staunch defender of his home state's auto industry, they say he's been moving too slowly on legislation to restrict greenhouse gas emissions. but Dingell's supporters said that he has helped pass landmark legislation that curbed air pollution, protected endangered species, and extended health care for children.
Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle is reportedly President-elect Barack Obama's choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Mary Agnes, could you recap that for us?
While there's been no official announcement of Daschle's nomination, Senate Democrats and Democratic aides confirmed the choice last week when rumors began to circulate that Daschle has been tapped to head the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, which oversees the Medicare and the Medicaid programs. If he is confirmed, Daschle is expected to be Obama's main contact with Congress on the issue of health care reform.
What special skills does Daschle bring to the job?
For starters, his experience both as a member of the House of Representatives and as a U.S. Senator, where he served as both minority and majority leader, will help the Obama administration as it works with Congress to pass health care reform legislation. In a recent book, Daschle advocated an independent, Federal Reserve-like entity to oversee the nation's healthcare system, and he was also an advisor to Obama during his presidential bid.
What's been the reaction?
While many of his former Senate colleagues said Daschle was a great choice, the government watchdog group Public Citizen has said that Daschle's work with a lobbying firm might put him at odds with Obama's policies to limit lobbyist influence on the government. But Daschle has not been a registered lobbyist and instead served as an advisory role for clients.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey.